bachelor apartment in New York City. In the tastefully furnished living room, Don Bellows, a rising young architect, stands at the telephone table. He's in a hurry. With the receiver propped between his shoulder and his ear, he wriggles out of his coat and hands it to his Filipino houseboy.
Yes, of course, Miss Linder. Here, take my coat, Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we'll be there, all right, Miss Linder. Yes, I'm stopping by to pick up Gail. All right, goodbye, Miss Linder.
You out to dinner tonight, Mr. Bellows?
Yeah, I'm late right now. Snap into it, will you, Carlos? Lay out my dinner jacket, draw a bath. No, never mind the bath.
Did you ever try putting celluloid fish in the tub to entice him into it, Carlos?
Gail, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd save you the trouble of picking me up.
Well, darling, you're a lifesaver. Go ahead, Carlos. I'll have time for that bath now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me look at you, Gail. Oh, you're gorgeous, you know.
Thank you. I try my best.
Oh, what do you think?
That I love you?
Well, I'm a little fond of myself this evening. The bank is going to make that building loan for the estates.
John! Oh, that's marvelous.
Oh, miraculous is the word. All I have to do is put $100,000 in escrow.
That much? But every cent you have is in that land now, John.
Oh, don't worry about the petty cash. I'll come out all right. Unless I fall down, it'll be the most beautiful estates in the country. And I can't fall down. I've waited too long. I've worked too hard.
It seems as though it's all going to come true, doesn't it, Don?
Yes, I guess we have everything, young lady.
Best of all, we have us.
Yeah, the very best of all.
Happy?
Oh, hysterically.
Why?
Well, because I haven't very good sense.
Mr. Bellows, you're a cad. Now hurry up and get dressed. We don't want to be late to the Linders.
I don't suppose we could get out of...
We could not.
No.
You'll meet people there who can afford to buy your houses.
People who go to the Linders don't need houses. They need tombs.
Oh, and it's really been so nice to have you.
Thank you, Miss Linder.
Good night,
Miss
Linder.
Good night,
my dear.
Good
night. Well, that's over.
Being the extra man at a Linder dinner party is like being the spare corpse at a wake.
I could kiss you for getting us out, Ted.
Well, now that we're out, what happens?
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go down and do the shooting galleries and honky-tonks and things.
Oh, slummy. Say, that's an idea.
Of a sort. Say, I know a swell little dive over near the tracks on 10th Avenue.
Sawdust on the floor?
Up to your knees. Come on. Well, why doesn't somebody say something?
Is this what's known as a den of iniquity, Ted?
Sure, this place is tops in iniquity. Why?
Well, I thought it'd be picturesque. It's only sordid.
Want to get out?
I think so.
Well, let's go. Hey, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you looking at, Don?
That girl over there. The one sitting alone.
What about her?
Oh, nothing much. She just doesn't seem to belong here somehow.
I noticed her before. She tosses them off like a stevedore.
Let's get out. It's depressing.
I'm ready.
Well, it was a good idea, but it fizzled.
I'm sorry I suggested it. Are you going to take me home, Ted?
Sure.
Then you won't have to make the trip, Don. We can drop you at the apartment.
Thanks.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I was just thinking. Did you ever hear of Joyce Heath?
Joyce Heath, the actress? Oh, of course I have. She was a star about 3 years ago.
I think I saw her in Camille.
Yes, I did too.
Whatever happened to her?
I was speaking to a producer the other day, and her name came up. This fellow said she was never a star. She was a comet. She appeared suddenly, fell spectacularly, and disappeared completely.
Very poetical, but why?
Well, fantastic as it sounds, it was because of a jinx. It started when one of her leading men was killed on opening night. From then on, everyone who had anything to do with her seemed to run into bad luck. Divorces, failures, scandals, even suicide. It got so producers were afraid to use her. Actors wouldn't play with her. She got to believe it herself finally, and she just disappeared.
It's almost unbelievable.
Yes, except for one thing. That woman I pointed out to you in that place. That woman was Joyce Heath.
What?
Don, are you sure?
I'm positive. I'd never forget her face.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, why doesn't somebody help her?
You can't help a jinx woman.
I wonder.
Well, this is you, Don.
Oh, thanks. Just let me out at the corner. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Well, sister, what do you say? Want anything else?
What's the matter? Can't I sit here?
It's getting late, and you ain't paid for the last one yet.
You'll get it. Take your time.
Excuse me. Mind if I sit down here?
No, not if you take a check.
I wasn't speaking to you. Do you mind, miss?
Do what you want.
Thanks. Two, whatever the lady's having.
Right.
I've seen you before.
Which doesn't exactly make us old friends.
I'm sorry. I should have had a more original opening. But I came all the way back here just to tell you.
It really doesn't interest me, if you don't mind.
Please don't leave. I want to speak to you, Miss Heath.
What did you say?
Joyce Heath.
I? Oh, Joyce Heath sitting alone in a dive like this. You must be crazy.
Maybe. I have a very vivid recollection of her face, though. You see, Joyce Heath helped me once. It was a long time ago, and she never knew it, of course. I was just getting my start in architecture, and things were going pretty badly. I was discouraged, ready to quit. And then one night, I went alone to the theater. Joyce Heath was playing in Camille. I'll never know exactly what happened to me that night, but somehow it gave me strength, gave me the courage to go on. She was a magnificent artist. I'll always be grateful to her.
Now you're a success, I suppose.
Oh, fair one.
Well, you don't have to thank me.
No. There isn't much similarity, except in appearance.
Lots of people look alike.
Joyce Heath was electric, terribly alive. That's the way I saw her that night. Do you remember the deathbed scene? There was a dim light on the stage. You were lying on a couch. Armand is on his knees beside the bed. Your hand goes out and caresses his head. You say, "I'm dying." Remember? I'm dying.
I'm dying. But I'm happy too. And my happiness conceals my death. But you will speak of me sometimes, won't you, Armand? Give me your hand. It isn't hard to die. I do not suffer now. One would say that life was restored to me. I experience a relief I never felt. I shall live. I shall...
Miss Heath. Miss Heath.
What's the matter? Is she out?
Yeah. Help me get her out of here. Get a cab, will you?
Okay.
I'm going to take her home.
Right.
Yes? Who is it?
Good morning. Still in bed, miss? You look very poorly.
Do I? It won't surprise you to be told that I feel very poorly.
Nope, it won't. Figuring the condition you arrived in last night.
And just where did I arrive, if I'm not asking you to betray a confidence?
Mr. Bellow's place. His country place. He's an architect.
And I suppose you're Mrs. Bellows.
I'm his housekeeper when he comes down for weekends.
How cozy. And Mr. Bellows, where's he?
Eating his breakfast. And if you want to see him, you better perk right along, because he's got to get into town.
Yes, I'm rather looking forward to seeing Mr. Bellows. Get out of here. Let me get dressed.
Good morning. How are you, Miss Heath? Feeling better?
No.
I'm sorry.
How did I get here?
I brought you. I looked in your purse for your address, and there wasn't any. You had someplace to go.
Oh, so... don't bother with an alibi. It really doesn't matter.
If I were looking for an alibi, I think you'd supply it. Look at yourself in the mirror. Take a good look. The only feeling you could arouse in a man is pity.
Pity? You have the nerve to feel sorry for me. You! With your fat little soul and smug face picking your way so cautiously through a pastel existence. Why, I've lived more in a day than you'll ever dare live. Pity for me. Oh, what's the difference?
Just now, you were as I'd imagined you'd be.
Yes, playing a second act speech at a third act curtain.
There might be a fourth act, you know.
Not for me. And when you boast to your friends about how you brought me here, I wouldn't mention it was after I'd become a has-been. It might detract from the glamour of your adventure.
Look, Miss Heath, I brought you here
because you were sorry for me. You already said that.
It was more than that. Let's just say I brought you here because you're an actress whom I've always admired and to whom I'm grateful for some of the finest performances I've ever seen.
I'm humiliated to the point where I must thank you. Well, now what?
That depends upon you. Take a look out that window. It's a nice country up here, isn't it? A person could find peace here.
You can only find peace in yourself. And when you do, you might as well be dead. Rest in peace. It's for tombstones.
And for the living?
Desire. To want something. To work for it and get it. To live up every moment of it and then go on, leaving yesterday behind. On and on, higher and higher. Frustrated actress reads lines for small audience.
No. You'll go on. You were a star once and you can be again.
Yes, an evil star, a jinx. You better run for your life.
Oh, you can't possibly believe that superstition.
Two men who loved me are dead. Some have been ruined financially. Successful shows are folded. How can I ignore it when everyone else believes it? When no producer in the country will risk giving me a part.
Breakfast is ready.
In a minute, Miss Williams. You'll have some breakfast, won't you?
No, thank you. If you're going into town, you can take me with you.
Won't you stay out the week? No one's going to be using the house, and I can come down and bring you in Saturday. The rest will do you good.
Helping Joyce Heath is like shaking hands with the devil. The worst luck in the world.
I don't believe that. Do you really want to go back to the city?
I don't care.
Well, then you won't feel obligated if you stay, will you?
Why should I? It doesn't make any difference.
No, of course it doesn't. And you'll stay?
Yes. But stop asking me questions. Go on, go back and boast to your friends about fishing Joyce Heath out of the gutter.
You shouldn't say things like that. It isn't fair.
I didn't ask you to help me.
Of course you didn't. Goodbye, Miss Heath. I'll see you Saturday.
You're watching Dangerous on Radio Movie Classics, and we'll have more after these messages.
Richard Diamond, Private Detective,
Gangbusters,
The Adventures of the Saints.
The preceding memories are brought to you by Radio Spirits, the leading supplier of classic radio programs and nostalgia merchandise. Hi, this is Fred Foy. For a free catalog listing thousands of classic radio programs available on cassettes and CDs, call toll-free 1-800-RADIO-48. That's 1-800-723-4648.
To find out more about old-time radio, old-time video, and the pleasures of listening to audiobooks, visit the Audiobook Club website, www.audiobookclub.com, where you can get 4 audiobooks for just 1 penny.
We now return to Dangerous, starring Madeline Carroll and Don Ameche on Radio Movie Classics.
A few days have passed since Don left Joyce Heath at his cottage in the country. It's early Saturday afternoon, and he's returned to drive her back to the city. In the spacious kitchen, Mrs. Williams goes about her preparations for dinner as Don questions her concerning Joyce.
Well, is that all you've got to tell me? She ate and she slept. Didn't she say anything?
Well, she ain't what you call a chatty body. You could get more folksy conversation out of a snowman.
Well, where is she now?
Went walking toward the hill on the North Meadow.
I guess I better find her. Kind of looks like rain to
me. Going to rain right enough. When you fetching her home?
Well, whenever she wants to go. Why?
Lands, I was just talking, but I sort of wish she was gone.
Why?
Because it's different with a man like you. But a woman can tell a lot about another woman. She's dangerous, Mr. Don. A bad woman's got something that a good one ain't. Good women are jealous of that something and afraid of it. You can't say exactly what it is, but she's got it, and I'm afraid of her. For your sake.
Sounds to me as if you've been reading some trashy novels, Mrs. Williams. In the first place, I don't find Miss Heath particularly charming off the stage. And in the second place, it's no concern of yours. I'll go and find her. She'll be out of your way by the teeth. Miss Heath? Where are you? Miss Heath? Oh, there you are. Miss Heath, wake up. Hey, come on, wake up.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is.
It's you, and it's Saturday, and I went to sleep in a haystack. It all comes back to me now.
It's also going to rain, and it's supposed to show very good sense to come in out of it.
That's merely hearsay.
Gosh, you look much better.
I feel it. I've enjoyed it here. Going barefooted, sleeping in the sun, and playing naiad in general.
Now, just what is a naiad?
Some sort of a wood nymph, I think, but I'm a little mixed up on my sprites.
Well, even if that, a naiad becomes you more than a maenad.
Fancy, and just what is a maenad?
Well, maenads were mythical women renowned for their beauty and charm. They attended the Dionysian revels and were always so carried away by the wild madness that they ended up by dancing hysterically over the edge of a cliff to destruction.
Sorry, I'm too tired to be hysterical, and my feet are much too sore from going barefooted to stand the job dancing off cliffs. Mm-hmm. By the way, I got the sermon. Thank you.
I didn't mean to preach.
I probably deserve it.
Oh, here it comes. Come on, we'll have to run for it.
Woo! Naiad and maenad, nothing. Mermaids! Come on!
Yes, just look at that rain. You know, I'm afraid we won't make it tonight.
I don't mind. I don't mind anything. I've had a good dinner, the fire's warm, and don't be surprised if you hear me purr.
Did I tell you I saw you the opening night of Hedda Gabler?
No.
I think it was one of your best things.
Do you?
Which play would you prefer to do above all others?
One I've never done. It's called But to Die. I wouldn't have to act it. I could live it.
Why hasn't someone produced it with you?
With the Jinx woman of the theater? I noticed another play on your bookshelf. I'd like to play that sometime, too.
Which one was it?
A thing called Forever Ends at Dawn.
Forever Ends at Dawn? I don't think I've ever read it.
It has a beautiful last act.
Wouldn't read it to me, would you?
Sure you want to hear it?
Oh, it'd be a treat.
Well, just the last scene, then.
All right.
The locale is behind the front lines of an aviation post during the war. The principal characters are an aviator and a woman. She's not a nice person, but fascinating. The man has a wife or a fiancé, I've forgotten which, with whom he's very much in love. However, he's intrigued by the woman, but quite nobly resists her charms. The second act ends with him receiving orders to leave at dawn. That's where the title line comes from. Here it is. Here. You may find some of the dialogue a little awkward in spots, but I'll try and make it convincing.
I've never heard you yet when you weren't.
Thank you. Here we are. It's midnight. The room is illuminated by a floor lamp. Joan sits reading. There's a knock at the door, center. She opens it to Richard. Joan. You at this hour? Richard, it was my last chance. You see, we're moving up at dawn. I've come to say goodbye and tell you what grand fun it was knowing you. It was, wasn't it? Joan, yes. Yes, of course. Only I thought our goodbye would be different from this. Richard, it might have been, but you see, there was always... Joan... The girl in the back of your watch. It doesn't matter. Richard, it does matter, I tell you. It matters all the difference between you and her. Tonight and forever. Joan. Her forever lasts until death do you part. Mine but till dawn. Tomorrow is where regrets lie, Richard. But there'll be no tomorrow for us. Only tonight. Which we steal from no one. And forget as a dream which was no part of our normal lives, over which we had no control, and for which we need feel no obligation.
Is that the end of the play?
Almost.
May I see that book, please?
Of course.
Thank you. It's not Forever Dies at Dawn, is it? There is no such play, is there? You're making it up.
Yes.
You should be a writer, too.
Where are you going, Don?
For a walk.
In this rain?
I like walking in the rain.
I'll go with you.
I'd rather you didn't.
Would you? Would you like me to leave here now? Would you like never to see me again? I'll go if you say so.
You can't go.
Because of the rain?
No, because I want you to stay.
Oh, Don.
Joyce, what's happened to us? I don't understand.
Must we understand? It's happened. That's enough. Kiss me, Don. Don.
Joyce, I'm going to take that walk by myself. I've got to think. I'll be back later.
Will you have some more coffee, Mr. Bellows?
No.
Toast?
No. Thank you. I've had enough.
Is there anything wrong, sir?
Wrong. What should be wrong?
Nothing, sir. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Joyce. How are you, Joyce?
May I have some coffee, please?
Of course.
You didn't come back last night.
No.
Why?
Joyce, I hate loose ends. They tangle your life and then trip you up.
Yes, Don?
Last night, I'm sorry I kissed you. I'm sorry I said what I did.
If you didn't mean it, then I am too.
Joyce, you don't understand. I'm engaged to someone. I'm in love with her.
Very gallant of you to tell me now.
I was unfair to you, too. I just lost my sense of values. I regained them this morning, and I'm asking you to forgive me for last night. And for what I'm saying now, if it hurts.
Hurts me? You delight me. You have the most amazing lack of humor I've ever known. Perhaps you think I meant it last night. I almost laughed in your face. Made me a little sick to think anyone could be so stupid to be taken in by a lot of old tricks. I thought you at least might be amusing. Instead, you turn out to be dull, stupid, and so afraid. But you needn't be. I won't upset your Sunday school romance or your oh-so-nice career. Hurt me! Get out before you give me hysterics! Get out! Get out!
Don.
You came back. I was praying you would.
I tried to leave. I drove halfway into town. They stopped me on the road. The bridge was out. I had to turn around and come back. And I was glad, Joyce.
You didn't believe what I said. Please tell me you didn't.
Perhaps I had it coming.
No, you didn't, Don. No, it was a lie.
Shall we forget it?
Yes. But there's something I want you to remember. I know you belong to somebody else. And I don't want you, Don. But last night was mine, and I made it ugly this morning. I don't want you to think of it that way.
I won't.
You will, unless you know the truth. That night I came here. You took me in out of pity. That hurt my pride. And because I'm a good deal of a shrew, I wanted to hurt yours. I was going to tease you with all the tawdry tricks I knew until you tried to kiss me. And then I was going to laugh in your face. I was an actress playing a part, but I played it too well. Because when you took me in your arms, I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to cry.
Oh, Joyce, darling, I'm sorry.
I'm not. I'm glad. Last night was beautiful. It'll always be beautiful. And now that it's over...
It isn't over, Joyce.
It's got to be over. You've got everything ahead of you. Someone you love who can help you. I couldn't do that. I'm the kind of a woman who destroys, not builds. I'm Joyce Heaston, a Maynard who doesn't want to dance over the cliff with anybody as fine as you.
Mr. Bellows?
Yes?
They just sent word up from town. You can get through now.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to go?
Oh, I don't know.
You've got to, because if you stay, it'll be too late. I'm bad for people. I'm a jinx. I don't want to be, but I am. So I'm being generous, Don. Kinder than I've ever been. And I can't be much longer. So go. Get away. Leave me. You can leave me, can't you?
I don't know. I've got to find out.
Mr. Bellows? Oh, did Mr. Bellows leave?
Yes.
Is he coming back?
Yes. Yes, I think he will.
Oh,
good evening, Mr. Bellows.
Good evening, Anna. Is Miss Gale in?
Oh, yes, sir. In the living room, sir.
Thank you.
Well, hello there, Mr. B. It was about time you were getting back.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, Gale. I was delayed.
Well, at least I know what to expect when we're married. Sit down.
Gale, I want to speak to you. It's going to be a little difficult, but...
Has something happened?
Yes, something's happened.
Go on.
Gale, there's no woman in the world who I'd be prouder to have as my wife than you. And more than that, I have respect for you, for your integrity, your pride. If I could make myself respect you a little less, it would be all very simple. But I can't. So I've got to ask you a question. And I'm afraid I already know the answer.
What is it, Don?
If we were married, Gale, you know that... You know I'd live up to it, don't you? That I'd live only for you.
I know that.
I would, Gale. But if there were someone that I'd never see again, someone who had a strange fascination for me, which I couldn't destroy, would that make a difference to you? Even though I'd never see her?
Yes, Don, it would. Whether you ever went to her or not wouldn't matter. But the fact that you'd want to would. It mightn't make me love you any less. Perhaps more. But the agony of wondering when you kissed me if you were thinking of her, the hate and dread I'd have of that other woman, a terrible loneliness for that part of your life I didn't own, that would be unendurable. Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes, Gail.
I can't tell you how much I admire you for being honest, Don. And thank you for coming to say goodbye.
Gail, I... Goodbye.
Oh, Don. Who is it?
Excuse me, miss. Will Mr. Bellows be staying for dinner?
Mr. Bellows is gone, Anna.
Oh, will he be coming back, miss?
Yes. Yes, I have a feeling that he will.
John, is that you?
You knew I'd be back.
I've been waiting out here for you.
Let's go inside. I want to talk to you, and I've got to drive back.
Tonight?
Yes. Go in.
Well, Don.
Sit down and listen to me. You and I are artists, Joyce. I'm an architect, and you're a great actress. I deal in permanency, things that endure. You in emotions, moments. I want to know, is there any consistency in the way you feel toward me?
Tonight I love you so much that nothing else matters. Tomorrow should be the same. But tomorrows have betrayed me too often to promise them. That's the only answer I can give you.
Well, it's an honest answer, Joyce.
I'm not lady enough to lie.
No, I don't think you would. Joyce, I broke my engagement.
Why?
Because of you.
What about her?
Better never mention her again. Except that I want you to know that she's finer and stronger than either of us. If she weren't, I wouldn't be here.
Then I'm glad I'm weaker. And you are too, aren't you? Say you are.
No. But I'm here.
That's all I care about.
Well, there are other things that are important to me. First, your career.
Why should you concern yourself with that? They won't let me in a theater for fear it'll fall down.
That killed that superstition. You start rehearsing But to Die for George Sheffield Monday morning.
I? You're mad. Sheffield wouldn't risk it.
You're to get the script from him tomorrow.
Don, how did you do it? You didn't put your money in it.
Yes.
You fool. You crazy fool. Something will happen. I won't let you. I'm a jinx, I tell you.
You're no such thing. You're a great actress. I'm so sure of it that I'm risking the money that was going to realize the one dream I've ever had. You're going to be greater than you ever were. Because if I'm going to marry Joyce Heath, it's going to be the Joyce Heath.
Marry?
As soon as the play opens, maybe even before.
We can't.
Why not?
Because I won't let you. Not so soon. Don't tempt fate, Don. You don't know the chance you're taking.
I don't believe in fate.
I do. It was fate that brought us together.
And it'll keep us together.
Oh, I hope so. Darling, I hope so.
Now let's pause right here. We'll return to Dangerous after these messages.
To find out more about old-time radio, old-time video, and the pleasures of listening to audiobooks, visit the Audiobook Club website, www.audiobookclub.com, where you can get 4 audiobooks for just 1 penny.
MediaBay.com.
Now the conclusion of Dangerous, starring Madeline Carroll and Don Ameche on Radio Movie Classics.
Months have passed, and the play which Don backed for Joyce Heath is nearly ready to open. In the back of the darkened theater, Don sits alone watching the dress rehearsal. Suddenly, Sheffield, the producer, calls a halt and walks up the aisle.
That's 4 o'clock tomorrow. Everybody on time, please.
All right,
4 o'clock. Oh, hello, Don. Got a cigarette?
Sure. Well, what do you think, Sheffield?
I think it's terrific. You know, Don, I've spent a fortune and misspent a life in the theater. But this is the only time that on the night of a dress rehearsal I've had nerve enough to say I had a hit.
You're pretty positive.
So positive, I'll buy your piece of it for $100,000.
Ah, there's one angel who isn't afraid to tread. Gosh, she's magnificent, isn't she?
Even in rehearsal. It's the greatest performance I've ever seen. She'll be a sensation Monday night.
Oh, say, what about the jinx?
Oh, nothing could jinx a talent like that.
Hello, Don. Well, Chef, how does it look?
Huh? Oh, all right, I guess. Needs a lot of work, though.
You know, Don, if I got away down to the country and went over the script tomorrow, I think I could get a better perspective. Would you run me down tonight?
Why, of course. Shall we go?
I want to stop at my apartment for some clothes.
Right. Night, Chef.
Night. And, Don, keep her out of the poison ivy and the fresh air. I don't want her to open in a whisper.
Just put that bag over there, darling. I think that's all I'll need. Well... what are you standing around for? Come on, darling.
Joyce, wait. We can't go on like this.
I could forever.
No, don't be evasive. You know what I mean.
Getting married, of course. But now there's the show to think
there's
of.
There's always some reason to change the subject, isn't there? Tell me the truth, Joyce. Why are you putting me off?
Oh, Don, don't be so intense. You know I love you, that there's no one else. Isn't that enough?
No, it isn't enough. What's the matter? Are you afraid to marry me?
Afraid? Why should I be?
I don't know. Unless you think marriage would make me a little harder to get rid of.
Don, don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Hold me, Don. Hold me close to you.
What? Why are you shaking? Oh, now, Joyce, darling.
It's nothing. Excitement. Nerves, that's all. Look, dear, I'm going to be rotten company and I want to be alone. Let me take your roadster and go down to the country alone.
Well, if you like.
Thank you, darling. Now get out of here like a good boy or you'll see me cry.
What's the matter?
Nothing, I tell you. Stage fright. Go on now. There's always a taxi out front.
All right. Good night, dear. Drive carefully. And when you come back, leave the jitters behind you, will you?
I will, darling. Good night.
Good night.
Who is it?
It's Joyce. Open the door.
Joyce. Come in. Oh, it's a long time since I've seen you, Joyce. Oh, sit down. I haven't much of a place here, but I guess I don't have to tell you that.
Gordon,
let me look at you. I've hoped you'd come like this so many times.
I've come on business, Gordon.
Oh.
I've got to go down to the country tonight. I haven't much time.
You still hate me, don't you, Joyce?
I never hated you.
And you never loved me either.
Did you ever love me, Gordon? Really love me?
When a man ruins his life because of something, it must be pretty real. I'm a bookkeeper now in that company I used to own, Joyce. And the worst part of it all is, I can't hate you. I don't suppose you understand that.
I can now. I love someone that way too, Gordon.
Heaven help you.
Yes, heaven help me if you don't.
You want me to divorce you. Is that it?
Yes, Gordon.
I've told you time and time again I won't. You're my wife, understand? My wife. Something you'll never be to any other man. Being your husband is the only thing I have left. And I won't lose it. You'll be my wife till the day I die.
Then I'll divorce you.
You can't, Joyce. You haven't any grounds and you never will have.
Gordon, I know I've ruined your happiness. Don't ruin mine. If it's revenge you want, I'll give it to you. I'll beg, I'll crawl, I'll do anything. Look at me, Gordon. If you want to humiliate me, you know how. But set me free. Give me one chance at happiness. Please, Gordon, please.
No, no.
Gordon, will you do one thing for me? I want you to come with me.
Where?
To the country. I want you to meet him, speak to him. He has to know sometime.
If I meet him, you think I'll take pity on you, don't you? You think I'll let you go?
Yes, Gordon.
Are you driving down?
Yes.
I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Hadn't you better let me drive, Gordon? You're not doing very well.
I thought you always liked speed.
I do. But you'll never take the turns at this rate. And there's a tree in the middle of the road just ahead.
Is there? You know the road well, don't you?
He lives at the end of it.
Is there nothing in the world that would make you drop the idea of this marriage?
Nothing.
Not even to save your life?
My life?
I'm desperate, Joyce. I love you, do you understand? And if I can't have you, I'd rather be dead. We'll take that tree in the road, the both of us. I'll smash both of us to hell.
Good. Take it. Go on. Go faster. You think I care? You can't live without me. Well, I can't live without him. Go on. Faster. Go faster. Faster. Faster.
Paper, Joyce Heaton, Smasher.
Accident, Smasher. Up, man identified as husband. Paper.
Read all about it. Actress and husband will live. Accident reveals triangle.
Triangle.
John Gallows is a scandal.
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 Triangle.
Scandal.
Scandal.
And the board thinks it would be best, Mr. Bellows, if you'd resign from the club.
Resign? But why do I have to...
Sorry, Mr. Bellows.
Tough, Don, but that dough you sunk in the show is all red ink now. A total loss.
Yes, I expected that.
Too bad, fellow.
The bank just can't see its way clear to making that loan. We're sorry, Bellows, but we've got to be pretty conservative.
But you can't do this. I put every cent I have in those estates. I need that loan or I'll lose everything.
I'm afraid you'll have to lose it then. Sorry, Mr. Bellows.
Dr. Halloway. Calling Dr. Halloway. Dr. Jarvis.
You'll find Miss Heath in room 1006, Mr. Bellows.
Thank you.
Dr. Gray.
Don.
Calling.
Hello, Joyce.
Oh, Don. You waited so long to come.
Did you expect anything else?
You blame me for what's happened, don't you? I knew you would. That's why you didn't come.
Yes, I blame you.
Don, don't say that. Don't. It's the jinx. I warned you. I can't help it. I can't.
You mean you can't help being mean and selfish? You'd do anything to gain your own desire and go on, leaving someone else to pay the bill. That's the jinx you put on people.
I was willing to give my life for you. Is that selfishness?
Yes, because you're afraid to risk losing me by saying you had a husband. So instead you lied and ruined me. And your husband, what's it cost him to love you? You've never bought any happiness in your life. You owe for it. It cost everybody else but you. Well, I can't afford any more. But there's one thing I know. If you're ever going to be anything but a jinx, you better start paying off. Because you're in debt for the rest of your life.
Don.
Goodbye, Joyce.
Don! Don't leave me like this! I'll die if you do. I'll kill myself. I mean it.
You don't mean it. If you did, you'd be more of a coward than I think you are.
A coward. I'll be a coward then. I'll be one.
Mickey, what are you doing out of bed? Get away from that window. You'll catch cold.
Leave me alone. Get out.
Oh, no, no. Now behave yourself. Get back there. I was just in to see your husband. He was asking for you.
My husband? Yes. My husband. Nurse, I've got to get up today.
Oh, you can't. It's much too soon.
I must. I've some debts to pay.
Open a play that's failed and make a success of it is next to impossible, Joyce.
The play didn't fail, Chef. The only failure was mine. I can make that play a success.
Hmm. You're very confident.
More than confident. I'm positive.
Why?
Four distinct reasons, any one of which is so important to me that it makes failure impossible. First, because I'm a good actress. Second, because Don must get his money back. Third, because I have an injured husband to support. He may not be able to walk for a year. And the last and the most important is that I found out how to break my jinx by paying my debt.
You know, it's a pity you're an actress, Miss Heath, because you're most convincing when you don't act. You're strong enough to start rehearsing Monday?
Yes.
Monday morning at 10, then.
Monday morning at 10. Goodbye, Sheriff.
You can go in now, Mr. Bellows.
Thank you.
Oh. Pardon the coincidence.
Joyce, what are you doing out of the hospital?
I'm much better. I've quite recovered.
I was coming to see you tonight. I was pretty rotten to you this afternoon.
You were frank.
You've got to forgive me, Joyce. You mustn't let it make any difference. Things will turn out right. We'll make them turn out right.
We can't. I'm going to be just as honest and frank as you were. You're no longer important to me, Don. Your importance ended when the show folded.
You mean that I was only the means to an end?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Believe it or not, it's the truth. You might as well know it now. I'm sorry if I've hurt you, but we all get hurt sometimes.
Yes, we do. What hurts me most is that you're making yourself so cheap, Joyce.
Oh, no, I'm rather expensive. Remember what it cost you?
Goodbye, Joyce.
Oh,
Miss Heath. Miss Heath, are you all right? Yes, thank you. But to die in 39th week. Never before has a theater audience paid such tribute to an actress, both in acclaim and in attendance, as has been paid to Joyce Heath in her performance in But to Die. That's very flattering.
There's something else in the paper, Joyce. On the society page.
Oh, is there? Don Bellows weds Gail Armitage at noon today. That's just as it should be, isn't it, Gordon?
It's too late for the divorce to do any good. I'm sorry, Joyce.
There's not going to be any divorce. We're going to stay married, Gordon. How else can I take care of you?
Joyce, this means more than life to me.
That makes me very happy. Because I have a lifetime to pay back.